We know that you are here with us because you have said where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there. But more than that, we know that you have sent your Spirit to us on the day of Pentecost, and that we too are empowered by your Spirit and that you are present in each one of us. Dear God, open your word to us this morning. Give us ears to hear, hearts to hope, and eyes to see what you would have to say to us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our gospel reading continues this morning out of Matthew chapter 10 from the Message version. Tell them that the kingdom is here. Bring health to the sick, raise the dead, touch the untouchables, kick out demons. You have been treated generously, so live generously. Don't think that you have to put on a fundraising campaign before you start. You don't need a lot of equipment. You are the equipment. And all you need to keep going is three meals a day. Travel light. When you enter a town or village, don't insist on staying in a luxury inn. Get a modest place with some modest people and be content there until you leave. When you knock on a door, be courteous in your greeting. If they welcome you, be gentle in your conversation. If they don't welcome you, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. This is the word of the Lord. So this morning, as you can tell, there's a few little things different. If you're used to being here, you'll notice that the kids are with us this morning. And if you're a kid, you'll notice that you're not normally in this room at this time. But we are so excited to have you here. And everything today is also for you. So when we break up here now, into discussion groups, you also are invited to participate in the discussion and the questions. And we're going to have two series of this morning, which is a little bit unusual as well. So there will be some extra discussion at your tables. But here are the first questions I want you to discuss at your tables. The first is, what was, based on the scriptures we read, the message that the harvest hands got sent out to tell? Second question, what is this message today? Is there anything in the way of people receiving this message? And finally, is there anything in the way for you? What about the instruction to travel light? So this final part, again, is out of Matthew chapter 10, and it's the very end of the chapter, verses 40 through 42. And after this, we're going to have one more section of discussion. It says, we are intimately linked to this harvest work. Anyone who accepts what you do accepts me, the one who sent you. Anyone who accepts what I do accepts my Father who sent me. Accepting a messenger of God is as good as being God's messenger. Accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone help. This is a large work I've called you into, but don't be overwhelmed by it. It's best to start small. Give a cool cup of water to someone who is thirsty, for instance. The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing. This is the word of the Lord. So now in the next 10 minutes, When have you been challenged to give someone help, and what happened? When have you been challenged to receive help? Was it easier or harder than giving? And which part of this last section in Matthew 10, each line could be almost considered a separate statement, sticks out to you and why? So, 10 more minutes, go. I'm gonna read, as I get started, that last passage one more time, just to keep it fresh. Matthew 10, 40 through 42. We are intimately linked to in this harvest work. Anyone who accepts what you do accepts me, the one who sent you. Anyone who accepts what I do accepts my Father who sent me. Accepting a messenger of God is as good as being God's messenger. Accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone help. This is a large work I have called you into, but don't be overwhelmed by it. It's best to start small. Give a cool cup of water to someone who is thirsty, for instance. The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing. This is the word of the Lord. So I was intimately linked to a harvest work this week. My husband Caleb, who's normally the gardener in the family, was out of town for 3 days. And usually I just ignore the garden as a rule of thumb in our backyard. That takes up the majority of our backyard and part of our front yard. But since he was gone for 3 days, I thought, well, maybe I should go out and harvest a few things. He's gone to all the work to grow it. At least I should go out and try to harvest some things. Now, I took two little, you know those little berry, those little plastic containers berries come in? I took like one big one and one like small one out there. Because from where I could see, I saw like a few blueberries and a few cherry tomatoes, and I was like, this ain't gonna take long. I'm just gonna take these two little containers out. Well, I get out in the garden, and I pick some blueberries, and then I go over to the cherry tomatoes, and there are just so many. And then I look over and there's banana peppers and there's all these cucumbers, and so I'm calling out to Story, hey, Story, bring the baskets over. We've got more. I didn't see it. And so she brings the big harvesting basket over, which is like this big. It's like, you know, massive. And I'm start filling it up with cucumbers. And no joke, in like a 6-inch by 6-inch box square in our garden, there were like 10 cucumbers all hanging there together. And I was like, after picking all those, I was like, I'm just going to have to give up. Like, I can't go through this, our whole backyard, harvesting every single thing that is here ready to harvest, because there is just too much here. I had already spent more time on it than I was planning to. And by the time I was done, I was hot, and I was sweaty, and I had been bitten by bugs, and I was sneezing because I'm allergic to everything outside and everything inside. But you know, you get the point. It was way more than I expected. In our passage today, Jesus looks over the crowds of people in the world, and he sees a harvest. He sees ripe, juicy people ready for good news. He sees tired, sick people ready for healing. He sees trapped, addicted people ready for freedom. And he sees more than others, more than the few blueberries or cherry tomatoes that are popping out to be seen. He sees that the harvest out there is actually huge. He sees our lives and our city and our world like a big garden, full of fruits and vegetables of every shape and size and diversity. All these people who are ready for the power of the healing of God, ready for the good news of the kingdom here on earth, God sees them. And God sees all of us who are ready. Ready for the healing that God provides, for the community that God creates, for the freedom from repeating autopilot patterns that enslave. Jesus sees all of this and he says something, and he does something. He says to his disciples, pray for harvest hands. Pray for people to go out as incarnational messengers of this good news. But what is the good news that Jesus says to go with? I mean, it's kind of funny when you think about it. Because we were talking at our table, if you would ask someone, what is the message of the church? Maybe someone who hasn't ever been a part of a church or Christianity, they might say a lot of different things. And in fact, one of the main things that we say is something to the effect of, Jesus died for us and was resurrected. But ironically enough, in this passage, Jesus hadn't yet died. So this is not the message that Jesus sends his disciples with. It's right here in the text. The kingdom has come near. The kingdom of God. Jesus has come. The good news is that God, Emmanuel, has finally come. And Jesus is this image, this picture, this what you can see of the invisible God, firstborn over all creation, in whom we live and move and have our being. And Jesus goes out and heals and restores and preaches from the mountaintops, the world isn't supposed to be this way. It's supposed to be whole. It's supposed to be good. It was created in goodness, in wholeness. Nothing should be lost. Nothing should be broken. Nothing should be missing. I am here now, and the kingdom of God is breaking in now. The kingdom of God is here. That's the message. And as soon as Jesus says to pray for harvest hands, Eugene Peterson in his translation of the Bible says, immediately this happens. But it's not some kind of miracle, right? Like it's not like Jesus prays and then immediately a miracle happens. No, Jesus is like, hey, friends, come here. Jesus just calls his friends over and sends them out to preach this message, to share this message. And he sends them into the harvest fields with these instructions. Well, actually, there are a lot of instructions, but these. Go to the lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood. Tell them that the kingdom is here. That's the message. God wants the healing, whole, and beautiful way that God created this world to be, to break into our lives and our city and our world. This kingdom, we also call the kingdom of heaven. Jesus' message is that this kingdom of heaven has come near. And to receive this message, all you have to do is receive a messenger of it. This is kind of radical. And even in the way that Eugene Peterson translates it, is even more radical. To receive the messenger is to receive the message. Which makes you wonder, makes me wonder, who is the real messenger? It's like, go with me on this one. It's like inside of us, there's this presence of God. And when we receive the message, we receive this messenger, and we have her, the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, in us. And let's see, if we take her out, without that, there's like, it's empty, right, kids? It's like God goes with us and is in us, but if God isn't there, then there's like this emptiness. And we might like try to put a lot of things in there because we're all kind of searching for who we really are. And we might try to fill ourselves up with all kinds of things, hoping to fill that empty space. But you know what we find out, like on practically the first page of the Bible? Is that humans are made in the image of God. Jesus is this image, but actually all humans are this image, that humans from the very beginning were meant to sort of embody and make visible the invisible presence of God. And when God's Spirit is in us, we are able to do that. But you see, it's a very big mystery, this thing. It's as big as a mystery as some other big mysteries, and you know the one. The question about whether, which came first, the chicken or the egg. It's a very big mystery. It's just as big of a mystery. Because even though we can't accurately ever use a toy or a word or a picture to pin this down, how this works, you know, it's something like God is in us, but it's also like this one's harder. We are in God. So God is in us, we are in God, because oh, right, we're a part of the body of Christ. And even though we're limited in that way, just a part of the image, we, as messengers, carry the Spirit of God in us. And even though we are a real part of God, and God is really in us, and we really represent God, we are also just a part of the body of Christ. And just as God is in a real way in us, we are in a real way in God. Until the message and the messenger are hard to detangle. It's hard to say which is which. Whoever accepts you accepts me. Whoever accepts me accepts God who sent me. So, in closing, we've had lots of time to talk and discuss what this passage might, how you might connect with it today. But in closing, I wonder how this passage might be speaking to you. I wonder if you might be like one of this panda bear over here. Empty and looking for the right fit. And that I wonder this morning if what God is trying to say to you is that God is not done creating you, and that God wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit and make you whole. And maybe you have already accepted the Spirit, and you're looking out in the harvest beside Jesus, and you just don't see it. You just don't see all the cucumbers and the banana peppers hidden beneath the branches. Maybe you're a little bit disillusioned this morning by the harvest workers who have gone out and misrepresented the message. Maybe you're a little jaded about gardening. Would you be willing this morning to pray to see the harvest as Jesus did? Pray to see that you would see yourself as enough, as good, as a messenger of hope in this harvest work. Have you been sent into the harvest field, perhaps? Do you see the harvest and the creator of the garden? Do you hear the voice of God inside you? What is God wanting to say to you this morning? Where does God want to send you to harvest? In the end, we might just realize that harvesting was a little harder than we thought. We might need many more hands than we had first thought. We might end up sweaty and tired. And even though we're doing all we can, it's not enough. Jesus presupposes in his sending that there will be those who do not accept the messengers or the message. Jesus expects that this will be hard. Not everyone gets healed, and not every situation is healing. But in the end, this call of God is also easier than we may have thought. Because giving and receiving is simple. It might feel as natural as living in our own skin. Because ultimately, welcoming people into God's kingdom is just about welcoming them into our lives. The messenger is the message, and the message is the messenger. And that is why, through God's power, welcoming everyone and everything that comes to us actually can be healing. Because in being open to God, we are opening ourselves up to the healing that God can do even through difficult and challenging circumstances. And so this morning as we close, I'm going to invite you into a time of prayer. And I'm going to lead us in this welcoming prayer by Father Thomas Keating. This prayer can be hard to pray at times. And so if you want to focus on these words, you can. Or pray your own prayer to where God might be leading you. And then after we pray, Hannah's gonna sing for us the song For the One. And I invite you to continue that posture as we prepare to receive communion. Let's pray. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome everything that comes to me today, because I know it is for my healing. I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection, esteem, approval, and pleasure. I let go of my desire for survival and security. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or myself. I open to the love and presence of God and God's action within. Amen.